Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield.
Yes, welcome to Turn on the Light Broadcast. We are outreach pastors at Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International with our awesome leader, Bishop Ruth W. Smith Holmes in Stockbridge, Georgia. We are so glad that you tune in tonight. You are in for a treat. We're going to show you a God that will bring you out. So call your neighbors and call your friends. Call Lottie Dottie and everybody, because Turn on the Light Broadcast is on the air. Yes, tell them to dial 917-388-4161. And while you're getting your neighbors and your friends, here is a song just for you.
Another blessing.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Anybody say, ooh, we, another blessing. Oh, my God, what a great day to be alive in the Lord. Greetings in the mighty name of Jesus. We are welcoming you to the Turn on the Light broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield. We are so delighted that you have tuned in tonight. Amen. What a great day in the Lord to be alive. Amen. No matter what's going on in the world, we know that God is still in control. No matter what injustice we see, no matter what we see in this world, we know that God is still in control. We just have another opportunity to express the love of God to people who do not understand what love is. We need to express to the world that God is love. Amen. And you have God, you have love. And when you have love, you are not prejudiced. You are not a bigot. You love everybody. For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son. So we are grateful tonight for God and His mercy and His grace. And we stand, amen, with those families who have lost loved ones, amen. We offer a moment of silence just for them tonight, amen. Before we go any further, we're going to offer a moment of silence for those families, oh, man, that lost their young men on this week to such a tragedy in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we know that earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Oh, my God, we send prayer out to those family right now that God would comfort them would give them peace. Amen. In troubled time, and that's the kind of God we serve. He is able to give you peace in the time of trouble. Amen. And we pray, amen, for those law enforcement officers, amen, who, oh, God, does not understand what love is. Oh, God, we pray that the love of God be revealed to them.
Yes,
oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that their hearts and minds will be changed, oh, God. And they would realize that if they cannot take the pressure of the occupation, they need to change their occupation.
Yes,
so, God, we ask you right now to every person that wear a uniform throughout the world, God, throughout the world, if they do not have the ability to carry their task forward without doing something so incredibly wrong by taking lives, God, we ask you right now to condemn them, to convince them that they need to change their occupation, make a move, and do something else in the mighty name of Jesus. Even people who are looking after our children, if they don't have a heart, God, we ask them to change their occupation.
Yes, Lord.
To realize that they need to be in a different occupation where they can be well served. Amen. They can serve well. So we pray tonight that law enforcement officers everywhere would recognize the value of lives, no matter black, white, blue, brown. Doesn't matter. Life has value because God is the giver of
life. That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm.
So we pray right now that God's peace will come upon this nation. In the name of Jesus. God, we plead your mercy and your grace for your people.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, that your power would overwhelm us. Oh, God, that the saints, God, would get angry enough to pray or to witness, to tell, give your good news to somebody. Oh, God, in our neighborhoods, wherever we are, we would be so infuriated that we would want to preach the gospel to every soul that we see.
Yes,
oh,
yes,
God,
yes,
let it go out into the churches.
Yes, Lord.
In our hearts, every one who carried the bloodstained banner, everybody who called himself a Christian, we ask right now, God,
Thank
that you empower them. Oh, God, stir them up, God. Put a anger in them that they would go out to every highway and byway, hedges and highways, God,
Thank you,
to compel folks to come. Come unto Jesus, all ye that heavy laden,
he will give you rest.
And he will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me.
Yes,
and come, my yoke is easy. And my burden is light. Right now, God,
thank
we
you,
ask
Lord.
You right now.
Thank you.
That the churches, oh God, the people
yes,
who name the name of Jesus
mm-hmm.
would stand up.
Yes, Lord.
Wherever they are.
Yes, Lord.
And tell this dying world.
Mm, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus is the answer.
Mm, yes, he is.
It's not in gun, it's not in violence.
Mm.
But Jesus is the answer.
Jesus is the answer.
Oh, my God, we thank you.
Lord.
We give you praise, God. We
thank
ask you to bless us, broadcast every
yes,
word
Lord.
That's said,
yes.
God.
Thank
God
you, Lord.
Go out, God.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, my God, and do something.
Mm.
Hallelujah. That
Hallelujah.
Those people, oh, God, throughout the world
would
see your love, would receive your love. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise, we give
yes.
you honor,
thank
and we
you,
give
Lord.
You glory. In
Jesus,
mighty name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
Hallelujah.
We thank God
thank
for
thank
His goodness towards us. Amen.
Yes.
We're not.
Thank you, Lord.
If it wasn't for the mercies of God, it could be us.
That's right.
But God's
right.
grace and mercy is extended
yes.
to us, and
yes.
we give Him praise, honor, and glory
Amen.
For that. We are Outreach Pastors of Light of the World, Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia, under the awesome leadership of Archbishop Ruth. And we thank God for Pastor Sakri Osler. Oh, my God,
Amen.
We thank God for Light of the World.
Amen.
Oh, my God, tomorrow Holy Convocation starts.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
The
yes.
world is coming to Stockbridge.
They are here.
The delegates are already in town.
Amen.
They're already in town, ready to go tomorrow morning.
Yes.
Amen. We are looking for a great week in the Lord. Oh, my God, we expect. I heard Jesus told Nathaniel that if you stay with me, you're going to see the glory be revealed. You're going to see heaven open. So we got expectations.
Yes.
We got great expectation that God is going to move in a mighty way, and we thank Him in advance. Oh, my God, everything that we need, oh, my God, elevation in Him, more than the physical things that we need, the Spirit of God. If we get more of the Spirit of God, oh, my God, let your Spirit, God, be revealing us this week.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, my God, that the world would know that you are God and God alone. Oh, my God, we thank you. Tomorrow morning we have a service at 8 a.m. We are located at 5883 Highway 155 North in Stockbridge, Georgia. We have a service tomorrow morning, amen, at 8 a.m., Sunday school at 9:15 and 10:30 service where we have elevating some elders and some ministers, amen, into their calling. Amen. We thank you, praise God. At 5 o'clock, amen, we have also installation and consecration of bishops, amen,
amen,
and oh my God, and elders. So we thank and praise God for what He's doing with Light of the World. And we have a great lineup for this whole week, every night.
Every
amen.
Night.
Monday night is Bishop Campbell. You want to come out and hear this woman of God. Amen.
Oh,
you don't
want
to miss it. Amen. And tomorrow night, during the installation, the consecration service, we have Bishop Pace,
John Pace.
Oh, my God, a mighty man of God.
Woo.
Oh, my God. We are, oh, my God. I can hardly wait. You don't want to miss tomorrow night. Amen. None of these services.
Woo.
We're going to have day services. Amen. Starting on Tuesday.
Yes.
Amen. And night service all the week out. We're going to have also services for the young people.
Yes.
Oh, my God. We're going to just have a mighty time in the Lord. Amen. And beside Holy Convocation, we're still in summer camp. We're still going on, and we're still having kids. We want you to pray with us and for us that God would teach us to minister to these young people.
Amen.
Because truly, this is our future. And we need to make sure that we get them while they're young.
That's right.
Amen. So God would have His will and way in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
We thank and praise God for everything He's done. Thank God for our Archbishop. Amen. God has blessed us.
Amen.
We pray God's blessing upon her even the more.
Amen.
Oh, God, we thank you for everything that she put her hands to. We thank you, oh God, that every assignment of the devil is canceled in the name of Jesus. And we pray, God, that this week
would be another elevation.
Amen.
Oh, my God, deeper in the spirit, God.
Amen. Amen.
In the mighty name of
yes.
Jesus. God,
thank
we thank you.
We thank you.
Oh, we give you praise. We're looking for a great week.
Mm.
Amen. In the
Amen.
Lord. So we want you to come out.
Come out.
And enjoy the Lord and just feast on his goodness, feast on his grace and what he's doing and what he's about to do. Amen. Tonight we are thankful for our program. We thank God for you and especially you for your faithfulness and with our broadcast. Amen. Thank God we've been here, I think, going on 6 years now. Amen. And we thank God for the beginning. Amen. We thank God for where he's taken us. And we praise you. Praise God for you being our faithful listeners with us. We couldn't do it without you.
That's
we thank and praise God for all that he's doing. Amen.
Yes.
And so tonight we have a word from the Lord, from none other than Pastor Ann Butterfield. So we want you to sit back, get your Bible, turn to Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, amen, the 5 through 8. Get your Bibles, get ready, get your pencil out, because you're going to hear something, amen, that's going to provoke you to get closer to God.
Mm-hmm.
Without further ado, here's Pastor Ann Butterfield.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Amen.
We give God glory and give him praise, and we give him honor. We thank him for all that he is doing in our lives. God is so awesome, and he's good, and no matter what it is that we are seeing going on in the world, Pastor Butterfield, we know that God is able to keep our minds,
Amen.
And he's able to keep our hearts, and
Amen.
He's able to help us to stay focused
Amen.
And to get done what he has required of us. And so no matter what it is that's going on in the world, we'll be praying continuously for those families that has lost loved ones. We are praying for them, and we praise God for just giving us the heart to pray for others.
Yes,
Amen.
Yes.
So I appreciate you, Pastor Butterfield, for taking the time to pray for families all over the world that is dealing with in some type of loss in their life. And tonight I want us to focus in a little bit because I'm all about evangelizing and making sure that we are able to recognize people and recognize the spirit that is going on and what we can do to help. And not only in other people, but even in ourselves, we sometimes need help in certain areas ourselves. And some years ago, I taught a lesson concerning talking about depression. And we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight. And the reason being is because there is so many obstacles and so many things going on in the world. And if you're an evangelist, and you are intercessor, then you want to be and you will be praying for people, and you will want to be able to see what is going on with that person and be able to help them. And so we should not take it lightly that these families in the world, you know, in the different cities, the police officers, the lay people who has gotten killed and everything, that you may come in their pathway somewhere along the way. And I noticed on last night that Atlanta was out in the street marching. So we want to make sure that we get ourselves prepared to help people that are in need. So I just have a little bit of the information that I shared before. I don't have details, but I just have a little bit of information that I shared some years ago. The scripture that I want you to go to is in Proverbs, the 3rd chapter. Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, and it begins with verse number 5. And this is one of my mother's favorite scriptures, too. And it says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding." Don't lean to your own understanding. "In all thy ways acknowledge the Lord, and he will direct your path.
Mm-hmm.
Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil."
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes when we see things, I want us to be able to know when things start happening and they start looking crazy and people are doing things to you that is not right, you may want to get into getting back. And God is not calling us to get back at people. No matter what has gone on in the world, God is still not calling us to get back. He's not calling us to try to bring on revenge, because the Lord has said that vengeance is mine.
Right.
And that is what I'm trying to convey, that those of you that are listening in tonight, and if you listen to this broadcast at a later date, that this word will really touch you if you are in an area where you are falling into depression because of what has happened to your loved ones, or you may be an evangelist or a pastor or a teacher or whatever, and you see what is going on and you want to help somebody. So I want us to be able to recognize what is going on with ourselves, and then I want us to be able to help somebody else that's dealing with this word, depression. Verse 8 says, "It shall be health to thy neighbor and marrow to thy bone."
Mm-hmm.
And we drop down to verse 13, and it says, "Happy is the man that findeth wisdom."
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to find wisdom in everything and every action that we have. Findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. So the happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. And I came from Proverbs, the third chapter, verses 5 through 8 and verse 13. And the subject that I was going to use tonight is get God's wisdom concerning this word depression.
Mm-hmm.
Get God's wisdom concerning this word depression. Now, you may not be dealing with any type of depression, but there may be somebody else, even some of your relatives in another city in Texas or wherever, in New Orleans, Louisiana, wherever, there may be relatives that you need to talk to, and you need to be able to recognize, even though you may not be looking them in the face, but you can be able to detect it by the Spirit and by the voice and by the Spirit of God showing to you what they are going through, and you'll be able to help them. Amen?
Amen.
So when we look at this word depression, and it was previously called melancholia, previously, but it is depression, and has been recognized as a problem for more than 3,000 years. Can you imagine? It's been recognized as a problem way before any of us was born. Amen.
Right.
So it didn't just start with me.
Right.
It didn't just start with you, but it was here.
Mm.
Amen. It was here. Jesus probably was feeling it a little bit himself when he said, "Father, why have you forsaken me? Why don't you take this cup from me? I don't want to deal with this cup that you have given to me."
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Jesus did have experience every feeling that we can feel here on this earth. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is a worldwide phenomenon
mm-hmm.
that affects individuals of all ages. Do y'all hear me?
Mm-hmm.
It affects individuals of all ages, including infants.
Mm.
Including infants. Oh my God, it including infants. So we want to make sure that when this thing that that's going on in the world today, there is so many young folks that now I don't know where all this stuff is coming from, but I know it's not new. But ADHD and manic depression and depression and all of this stuff. Back in the day when I was growing up, I didn't know anything about any of this stuff, and I can't even recognize it of really thinking about anyone had this type of spirit back when I was growing up. But, you know, I know it was there somewhere. Amen. So, but now it is really widespread, and we are able to really see it now.
Mm-hmm.
And God keep on, he said it in his word that he was going to keep on revealing things to us as the world progresses. Things will get even worse as the world progresses. But we ourselves, we don't have to be caught up in everything that's going on in the world.
Amen.
Do you know you don't have to be caught up in it? And you can be a witness to help somebody along this journey. So that is the reason why we want to share this word with you tonight about getting some wisdom concerning this word depression. Amen. It appears to be increasing among teenagers and young adults. The teenagers and young adults are the folks now that are taking over and moving forward and, you know, leading things. So we got to make sure we keep those folks in prayer. Amen. And disrupt the line of an estimated 30 to 40 million people in the United States alone. 30 to 40 million people is affected right here in the United States all by itself. Amen. So we got to know that this is depression is real and that we do have to deal with it. Amen. We got to deal with it. Amen. Depression has no respect of person, has no respect of person. So we can't sit around and say that this would not happen to me, because it can happen to anybody. It can happen to anyone. When you sense a loss or whatever, you can end up being in depression. So therefore, let me tell you, I want us to be able to help somebody that come in our into our surroundings,
mm-hmm.
in our area, where we are. And as I said earlier, it can be a baby. It can be a young child. It's not just grown folks. It's not just the youth. It's not just the teenagers. But it is adults as well. Amen? So it can affect anybody. So depression, it has no respect of person. It can affect a pastor. It can affect a bishop. It can affect the fivefold ministers and deacons of the church, the teachers in the school system, the military leaders. It can affect the doctors that's waiting on you. That's why we got to be prayed up and knowing that God is in control and be able to recognize things that we hear and things that we see that people are saying to us. You got to be able to recognize whether or not what someone is saying to you is really coming out of the spirit of realness or if it's coming out of their mental state. And so we want to make sure that we get some understanding concerning this word depression, and I am going to give you a few things that is going to help us to be able to recognize. Amen.
Amen.
On occasion, almost all of us experience depression sometime when we least expect it. When we least expect it, it may hit you. And so, therefore, we need to understand that it could, anyone can get depressed. Amen. In its most milder form, depression may come as a passing period of sadness. And did you notice that I said a passing period of sadness that follows a personal disappointment, meaning that you something came up maybe suddenly and of some type of loss or whatever, death in the family, child not doing what they need to do, death of a marriage. All these types of things could come up in your life that will cause you to fall into this area of depression, sickness and disease on the body, or on your body or on someone else's body. Sometimes people, we get depressed because someone else is going through, And sometimes we get depressed because we are going through. If someone else is going through, then we are going through as well, so we can end up feeling depressed. Amen. So we got to make sure that we are able to recognize these symptoms that I'm going to share with you in our family, in our homes, in our family system. And also, as I stated, family members that may be affected by the shootings that have taken place over the last couple of days. Amen. More severe depression may overwhelm you with feelings of despair, fear, exhaustion, immobilizing, apathy, hopelessness, and inner desperation. Have you ever experienced any of these things? And if you have not experienced any of these things, that is so good. But there may be your next door neighbor or someone in your household that is experiencing these things. And so you need to be able to help them by praying for them and showing them this word that we must trust the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. In all of our ways, acknowledge the Lord, and he will direct our pathway. Now, as intercessors have a great gift of being able to pull down the strongholds that are in the lives of people, in the lives of themselves, in the lives of others. There is just a great anointing for pulling down the stronghold. So therefore, we got to understand that we can pull down the strongholds out of other people's lives. If they want them to be pulled down, they will allow it to be pulled down. Amen? Mm-hmm. If someone want to keep it, then there's nothing that you can do. But it really is, if you can get a person that is on one accord with you, you will be able to pull down the strongholds that are in the lives of others. Amen? Amen. And help them to be able to cast out the fear that God has not given to us, because God said that he has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. And when people start just shooting folks for no reason at all, then fear can kick in. Amen. And then when it's your family member and now this has happened to you and your family, close family, your son, your brother, your daughter, your husband, your wife, or whatever, it has happened in your family, now it really has hit home and now you can really feel it. So therefore, you can really understand what someone may be going through when they have a loss, and especially when it seems like it was not right. And so we want to encourage each and every person that is listening under the sound of my voice tonight to understand that God wants us to still love people. Amen?
Amen.
He wants us to still love people. And those that are doing stuff, police officers or individuals, whoever it is that is doing anything that is contrary to the will of God, we want to pray for those folks as well, because there need to be a change and the community need to come together. Those folks that are hurting out there in our families that has been affected by this shooting and everything, we want to make sure that you know that our prayers are definitely with you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. You know, we have male and we have female. We have boys and girls. We have young and we have old, and we have teenagers and young adults and all of that. And God helps us to understand that no two people is the same. Everybody, God made each individual different. So no two people experience this depression the same way another person would experience it. is the same way, but it's not, it does not totally affect the person the same way. Something that would cause me to be depressed may not even touch you, and vice versa. So we have to make sure that we do understand that and understand that God is real and that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly and above anything that we could even ask or think about.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we could really, really focus our minds on God and let him do the work in us, because sometimes anger will really, really try to take root in us, even when people are not even related to us, just thinking about the circumstance, we can begin to get angry and really, really begin to get angry and could move into the area of being depressed as well. So we want to encourage every person out there to get your word and study your word and let God be God and let God take vengeance where vengeance is due.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Let God take let God take vengeance on those that need he need to take vengeance on, because he is letting us know that he is going to repay.
Amen.
He is going to repay. So really, actually, when things like this happen, it really will cause us to get our minds and our heart off of God and get it more on ourselves. And I want to encourage us tonight to keep our mind on the Lord. It will keep our heart in perfect peace. If we could keep our heart on the Lord, keep our heart on the Lord. The Bible talks about be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. So therefore, we can't be wise in our own self.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the word talks about we as filthy, our righteousness as filthy rags before the Lord, and that is that righteousness that we try to incorporate in our life. That righteousness is like a filthy rag to God. When we are trying to conjure up some type of right thing to do,
mm-hmm.
and then the Bible lets us know, too, a way that seemed right unto a man would lead him straight into destruction.
That's right.
Lead you straight into destruction.
That's right.
And so we got to understand that we got to go by this word. We cannot count on our mind. We cannot count on, we got to be led by the Lord. This Bible, we got to go by to trust the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding.
Amen.
Don't lean to your own understanding.
Right.
Because if we lean to our own understanding, guess what? We'll get our gun and we'll go out there and we'll start shooting up somebody. And then someone innocent is going to get hurt.
That's right.
So God is saying vengeance is mine. We got to stay focused on the fact that vengeance is mine, said the Lord. Vengeance is mine, said the Lord. Now, someone may be saying out there in radio land, saying, hey, but it wasn't your husband, it wasn't your brother, it wasn't your sister, it wasn't your uncle, you know. But let me tell you, when we are men and women of God, we become affected by the things that go on in this world. Amen. We get affected by that. And so, therefore, that's why Pastor Butterfield and I, he opened up with us praying. I was like, okay, praying for him, because really, actually, it affects us. It affects people. It affects people. It don't have to be your relative, but it affects you. It don't have to be your blood relative, because if they are in the Lord, then now it is your relative. Amen. It is your family. They are in the family, and it affects you when something goes down like this, and we look at it as an injustice and things that are being done that is wrong or whatever. But like I said, we got to put our trust in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. The word depression covers a wide variety of symptoms that differ in severity, frequency, duration, and origin. I mean, when you talk about duration, it differs whether or not it's going to last a long time, and maybe a long time, maybe a short time, maybe just for a few minutes, it may be a day, it may be 2 days, maybe a year, 2 years, 3 years, it may multiply. And when it's gone, then that frequency, whether or not it's coming back on you, because it's coming back on you. So therefore, we got to have the word in us and keep the word in us and make sure the word stay rooted and grounded in us. Amen? And so the signs of depression may include, and that's what I'm going to share with you out there in Radio Land tonight, signs of depression that may include these things right here. In other words, you may look and find it in yourself, or you may be able to see it in someone else or in your family member that may need your help. First thing that you may be able to see when a person is depressed is sadness. There's a sadness going on. You haven't seen that sadness before.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sadness that you haven't seen going on with them before, or maybe you have seen it before, but they have come out of it before, and they was doing okay. Often this sadness is accompanied by pessimism and hopelessness. In other words, now they are sad, but they are also talking hopelessness, and they are acting hopeless, and they're acting like they don't have a God and don't know nobody. Ain't nobody on their side. It's just them and them alone, and God and every and the whole world is on their back and on their shoulders. So you got to look for that sadness and hopelessness that is on them. Amen. The second one is empathy, and it is a part of it that's difficult to going face to face or making a decision on a matter, or facing that matter. They may not want to face what has happened, but they're still depressed because they don't really want to face what has really happened.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, you got to look out for that they in denial. You know this thing done happened, but then they are trying to act like ain't nothing going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they are totally in denial, and you are should be able to kind of pick up on the fact that they are in denial, trying to walk this thing out like it ain't happened. And so you gotta make sure you watch out for that. Watch out for people who they are acting like there's no problem. That's no problem. When you can feel it, you can see it, and you know it is a problem. So watch out for those particular things. So these are some signs of depression. Thirdly, general fatigue, you know, along with loss of energy and lack of interest in work, sex, religion, hobby, or other activities. Now, you know that. You know your family member, and you know that they are very active, and you know the things that they love. They love their work, and they, if it's a spouse, they love to, you know, cuddle and all of that. And they love the church. They love God. And they have hobbies. They like to shoot pool or play golf or read books. And now you don't see them picking a book up. And you can't get them to get out of the house or whatever. So it's all kinds of activities that a person may stop doing. So you gotta look for this fatigue, along with the loss of energy and lack of interest in work, sex, religion, hobby, or other activities that you know that they do. And so if you don't even know the person and talking to them on the phone, if they are talking to you and you are communicating with you're communicating with them, and they are telling you some things, and they may be telling you, well, I was doing this, but now I don't feel like doing it no more or whatever. I mean, when we get older, we may regress from doing certain things because we may not be able to do it anymore, but that's different. This is when you know that the person still can do whatever, but they have made up their mind that they don't want to do it, and you can see that sadness, and then you can see the general fatigue that is going on. The other part of it is low self-esteem. Low self-esteem and frequently is frequently accompanied by self-criticism and feelings of guilt. Feelings of guilt, feelings of shame, worthlessness, and hopelessness. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I mean, that's a bad feeling, low self-esteem, frequently accompanied by self-criticism. So look out for those that may be criticizing themselves. They can't do anything right. You know, they ain't saying you can't do anything right. They're saying they can't do anything right. Low self-esteem, self-criticism, and feeling of guilt. They're guilty about everything. You look at them wrong, they're saying they're guilty. So it's a shame, worthlessness, meaning that they're thinking they're not worth anything. God don't love them, and they ain't got no family that love them. So it's just a bad place to be. And we're going to have prayer and the spirit of love to be able, spirit of meekness and kindness and gentleness. And I have to experience that with the children we work with at the center. We have to make sure that we show the love. Even though we have to do correction, we also got to show the love because our children have to deal with a lot of stuff. They have to deal with a lot of stuff, and sometimes, you know, the parents may not be getting them what they need, and then we got to be able to try to see what is it that they really need so we can help the parents to know this kid needs something else. They need some help. And so we want to be able, Pastor Butterfield and I, we always are trying to see what is it that we can do every year. What can we do to help somebody? And the reason why we do this is because we know that it is a place, the Jimmy D. Smith Community Center is a place where people come that need help. Amen. Place that people come that need help. They need help. They need salvation. Some need salvation. Some need to be delivered. Some need to be set on the right track. Some folks need a little counseling. I mean, it is a place where there is a ripe crop. And God is saying, hey, speak to these people. Mm-hmm. Help them to be able to see the light.
Yes.
And if we don't minister to them, the blood is going to be on our hands.
Amen.
We got to put out the word. And we got to put out the word out there, whether it's a baby 4-year-old or one older. We got to help these kids to get to where they need to be and help them to understand about loss and about fighting and about their sexuality and all the things that they are dealing with in their lives. So if you are out there in radio land and you are dealing with children, please try to take the time to see where they are, what is going on with them, and some of them you may have to be a little bit more firm with and look them in the eye because that's what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So we can't really, really put all the blame on them because there are things that's going on in their lives, and it's kind of hard for them as little kids to really understand what it is that's going on with them. That we can't expect them to know. God was just speaking to me, not just this yesterday or today. They don't know, and we got to help them. And so my tenderness coming out on now that I want to be able to help those that I see that really, really need more attention than others. need more attention than others. So we give God glory and give him praise and give him honor. Another area is you lose that spontaneousness, that, you know, you just get up and just do things. People, you know that your family member or yourself spontaneous. You do things quickly. You may not have been planning to go out to the mall today, but you jumps up and go, or you may want to go to Chicago, and you jump up and go, and that's just the way you are. But then you get to where you are not making a move. So you got to make sure that you understand where you are, and you got to understand where the people are that you are speaking to. The last one, insomnia and difficulty in concentration. Sometimes we cannot concentrate when we are depressed. Our concentration is gone. We cannot think clearly because really everything that is going on with us has impacted our mind. So now our minds really cannot function the way it needs to function because it is too crowded and too cluttered with the things that are going on in the world. That's why God wants us to keep our minds steadfast on him and don't let our minds be wandering off into different directions. And that is one of the things that we got to help our young people learn how to get their minds drawn back on track because their little minds get all every which way. And so we got to help them get their minds back on track. Amen. And loss of appetite. I know that some of you out there in radio land, you probably think, Lord, I want to have loss of appetite. But I'm talking about in this area of depression that you may not need to be losing any weight, or you may not be eating anything of substance, like eating a breakfast, drinking a drink during the day, a juice or whatever, and not eating no lunch and not eating no supper because you're too depressed. And in the bed and talking hopelessness and all of that. I'm talking about that area when you're in that area. So that is the last one that I'm going to share with you guys on tonight. But there is so many other areas of depression that we can go into the bipolar area and all these different areas that people are dealing with concerning depression. But I want you to know that even in all of this, God is able. And God is able to bring you out. Amen. God is able to bring you out, deliver you, and set you free. And I want us to know that we can put our trust in him. And that we should go now and start looking at this word depression and look at some scripture that will help you and your family member as you speak to them. Whether it may not be a family member, but just someone that you come in contact with that need to know the Lord. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Waterfield.
Amen.
Amen for that word. Amen. Get the wisdom of God concerning depression. In order to help somebody, you have to know the symptoms and what to look for.
That's
so
right.
We take a praise, God, for this word, and we pray that it help, amen, us to be able to equip us to be able to go out and help somebody. Because I was listening to the girlfriend of the guy that was shot in the car for a broken taillight, and she said she hadn't slept in ever since the event. So right now she's going through a phase of she'll have to be very, very careful to get her spirit free because her body needs to rest.
That's right.
And then what can happen after this, and depression and all these things have stages.
Yes.
And the first stage is shock. So she's in a stage of shock right now. And then after
shock.
That, denial comes in, which you don't believe it really happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then depression, and, you know, you go on and on and on. But you have to be able to recognize these things in ourselves.
That's right.
And in our family members and people that comes into contact with us. And the Holy Ghost is so good that he reveals some things to us, even if we don't see these actions. It reveals things to us so we can minister to people.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about being able to minister to people. So we thank God for this word.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And hopefully we'll help somebody.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes,
to help
yes.
somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And those of you who have questions or comments, press 1 on your phone. We'll bring you live. Amen. To talk to this woman of God and just share your comment about this subject, because truly in this day and time that we're living in, a lot of things are real dim
mm-hmm.
for a lot of people. Unemployed. I mean, we see people who a young man who came into the Senate this week. He's married with 5 kids, and he doesn't have a place to stay.
Mm-hmm.
His wife has to stay with her mother, and he's trying to stay with everybody else he knows.
Mm-hmm.
So he's unstable. He's not working, and so people are going through some issues that would really get you depressed.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to give them the word of life.
That's right.
That Jesus has given to us, and so they can know that there is hope beyond
mm-hmm.
what they're dealing with. And
mm-hmm.
we know a God who will bring them out.
Yeah.
No matter what they're dealing with, God will bring them out. So we thank and praise God for this message tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Those of you, amen, who are wherever you go, be on guard that people
yeah.
around you
right.
are seeking help.
That's
even
right.
if they don't ask you outright, they
check
are seeking
out.
Help.
Seeking help.
If they're in the grocery line, they're seeking help.
Mm-hmm.
You see somebody who just flare up and just get all upset. They are crying out for help.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we have to be on guard that we are what they need.
Mm-hmm.
We got what they need.
Yeah,
oh, my
Jesus.
God. We have what they need.
That's right. That's
oh,
right.
my God. The word is in our lips. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And we just speak it. Speak life to them. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
They need to know
yes.
that Jesus is the way.
Jesus is the way.
Oh, my God. He is the way, the answer to their situation. Andre Crouch sang a song a long time ago. Jesus is the answer for the world today.
Yes.
Above
yes.
him, there's no other.
Jesus is the way.
Jesus is the way.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus
yes.
is the way. So, my friends, my brothers, my sister,
mm-hmm.
be encouraged. Encourage your encourage your fellow men everywhere you go. Be
mm-hmm.
on alert.
Yes. Yes.
On alert. Amen. Let
mm-hmm.
this situation anger you enough.
Yeah. Want
to
make a
change. To want to make a change, to want to make
mm-hmm.
a difference, to rescue
mm-hmm.
somebody, to rescue somebody.
Yes, yes.
Because we
yes,
don't know
yes,
that
good.
The person
That's
who
right.
we pass
mm.
by in the line, or this can be their last
yes.
minute alive
yeah.
by being in your presence.
Uh-huh.
So please, please, I beg you to be on a high alert
mm-hmm.
to anybody that comes in your presence.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, to give them the word of life. Because it could be the last moment
That's right.
that they spend here on earth.
Mm-hmm.
This brother was in the front of the grocery store selling CDs. It was going to be his last moment.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't take it for granted. Just let us all be on alert.
Amen.
Amen. And again, we are excited about Holy Convocation.
Yes.
Oh, my God, be ready to let God have his way in your life.
Yes.
No matter what you're dealing with now,
mm-hmm.
give it over to Jesus. Give
yes.
it over to him.
Mm-hmm.
He already died for it.
That's right.
He already
That's
paid
right.
the price for it. Give it to him.
Yeah.
Let him handle it because he know, how,
he
to
know
hand,
how to handle it.
He know how to handle it. I heard a song years ago, he know how to take care of that. Belongs
mm-hmm.
to him.
Amen.
Oh, my God, he'll take good care of you. So put it in the hands of the Lord. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So we thank and praise God. So tell your neighbors, tell your friends. Or next, we got 8 o'clock to call
917-388-4161
to the Turn
on
the Light
broadcast
with Pastor
Stephen and
Ann
Butterfield. Have a great night. See you tomorrow.